same quote, Beis Mishnah Aleph, HaTameh Sheyarad Litva. Somebody who had become Tameh, and he went down to a mikvah to immerse himself in order to be Matar himself. Sapek Taba, Sapek Lo Taba. He had the Sapek whether he immersed himself or not. He put his body into the mikvah, but he doesn't know whether he had put his entire body into the mikvah, as he would only become tar if his entire body was immersed in the mikvah, and he had the Sapek whether he was Toba properly or not. Atilu Taba, Sapek Yesh Bar Bam Sa, Sapek Ein Ba. Or even if he knows for sure he immersed himself totally in the mikvah. But he has a different suffix. He has a suffix whether the mikvah contained 40 saw or not. As only a mikvah that contained 40 saw would be mitar a person at a tamei, like we saw in the previous parak. Or if he has a different suffix. Shnei mikvot, echad yesh bo arbam saw, ve'echad she'ein bo. There are two mikvot next to each other. One contains 40 saw and one does not. Tavah ba'echad mehem, ve'ein yidua be'ezim mehem tavah speko tam. He knows he immersed himself in one of those two mikvot, but he doesn't know which one. He doesn't know if he immersed himself in the mikvah that had 40 saw, and that would make him tar. Or maybe he immersed himself in the mikvah that does not have 40 saw, and he remains tamei. All these fakos are ruled as being tamei. And since this person has a chazaka that he was tamei, he was previously tamei, so his becheskas tuma, and he only has the suffix whether he had become tar or not, this suffix cannot release him from the cheskas tuma. And since we know for sure that he was at one time tamei, and we only have the suffix whether he had immersed himself properly in the mikvah that has 40 saw, he remains tamei until he vada, until he is definite that he has immersed himself in a kosher mikvah. A mikvah that was measured and found lacking. A mikvah that originally had 40 saw. And somebody was tovah on that mikvah thinking that he had become tar. And after he was tovah on that mikvah, the mikvah was measured and found that it was lacking the 40 saw that it needed to be matar the person. So we have a suffix whether or not at the time the person was tovah on that mikvah, did it have 40 saw, or was it already lacking the 40 saw when the person was tovah on that mikvah? Kol tara shenasa agabav limafred. Bein birshus ha-yachid, bein birshus ha-rabim, tameos. Any taros that was handled by the person who had been tovah on that mikvah limafreya, retroactively we say that those taros are now tamei. Whether the taros were handled in the birshus ha-yachid or the birshus ha-rabim doesn't make a difference. Those taros are now considered tamei, as we consider the person who was tovah on this mikvah tamei. Even though we have a suffix that maybe at the time the person was tovah on the mikvah did contain 40 saw, maybe only after the person was tovah did the mikvah lack the 40 saw that was needed. But this suffix is ruled as being tameh, even in a reshus rabbi, that we normally say a suffix tumah versus rabbi sfeik or tar. But that's only if there is a suffix whether something had become tameh at all. But in this case, this person was definitely tameh. We have a suffix whether he had become tar by immersing himself in the mikvah, since the person was definitely tameh at one point. May suffix, we cannot be matar of the person, so therefore the person is considered tameh, and any taros, anything that was tar that he handled after he immersed himself in the mikvah, would now be considered tameh. Bamed var mamurim bituma chamura. When do we say that the person who was tovah on this mikvah is considered tameh? That's only if he had become tameh with a stringent tuma, he had become tameh min haTorah from an av haTuma. As min haTorah, a person can only become tameh from an av haTuma. So in such a case, since he had become tameh min haTorah, we have to deal with this suffix stringently. Avu b'tuma kala. But if he has only a tuma kala, more lenient tuma, he is only tameh min haRabbana. Kigain achal oichlin tmeim, for example, he ate food that is tameh. He ate a half a pot of food that is tameh, that the Rabbanah were good, that such a person becomes tameh. Ushasa mashkin tameh, or he drank liquid that are tameh, he drank a ravias of liquid that are tameh, that middle Rabbanah, he has become tameh. Bar rosho v'rubo b'mayin shuvim, or his head and most of his body were immersed in drawn water, that middle Rabbanah also becomes tameh in this case. Ushanaflu arosho v'arubo shlosha lugin mayim shuvim, or 3 lugin of drawn water fell on his head and most of his body, that again in this case he would be tamei mirabbanan. All these cases are xeris durabbanan, that he becomes tamei. As midaraisa, he is tar. Yard litva, and after he became tamei mirabbanan, he went down to be tovo in a mikvah. Safek tava, safek lo tava. He has a safek whether he immersed himself properly in the mikvah at all. Afilu tava, safek yesh barbam sa, safek ainba. And he has a second suffix. And he has a suffix whether he immersed himself in the mikvah at all. And even on the side that he did immerse himself in the mikveh, he has a suffix whether the mikveh was kosher or not, as maybe the mikveh did not contain 40 saw. So he has two sfeikas, whether or not the mikveh was kosher and whether he had immersed himself in the mikveh at all. Shnei mikvehs, echad yesh bo arba misah, v'echad she'ein bo. Or he has a different suffix. There are two mikvehs in front of him. One of them is kosher, one of them contains the requisite 40 saw. And one is not kosher. It does not contain the requisite 40 saw. Tava be'echad mehem. He immersed himself in one of the two mikvot, but he's unsure which mikvah he had immersed himself in, whether he had immersed himself in the kosher mikvah or the non-kosher mikvah. All these fakers would be ruled as being tar. And this person who had become tamei midrabbanan and then had a suffix whether he immersed himself in a kosher mikvah or not, this suffix is ruled leniently and he is considered tar, even though it's very possible he did not immerse himself in a kosher mikvah, especially in the first case where he had two sfeikas. He doesn't know whether he immersed himself properly or not, and even if he did immerse himself properly, maybe he did not immerse himself in a mikvah that contained 40 saw. So even though he has two sfeikas, the suffix is still ruled as being tar. And since originally he had only become tamei midrabbanan, the rabbanan will make on such a case that he has a suffix, and they said that if he has a suffix, whether he immersed himself properly or not, he would be ruled as being tar. Rabbi Yosei mitamei. Rabbi Yosei is mitami the person. And according to Rabbi Yosef, even though he had originally only become tamei midrabbanan, when he has a suffix whether he immersed himself properly or not, he is considered tamei. So Rabbi Yosef, I may call davar shehu becheskes tuma, lo'olam hu bepsulo, achi yodeh shato. As Rabbi Yosef says, anytime somebody is becheskes tamei, he at one point was definitely tamei. He is always considered possible, always considered tamei, until he knows for sure that he was tar. As according to Rabbi Yosef, even though the tumah was only midrabbanan, but since he knows for sure he did become tamei midrabbanan, he cannot become tar until he knows for sure that he immersed himself in a kosher mikvah. A suffix, whether he had immersed himself or not, cannot take away the cheskes tumah, according to Rabbi Yosef. Avo sveiko litame ulitame tar. But even Rabbi Yosef would admit that if he has a suffix, whether he had become tamei at all in the first place, he has a suffix whether he ate ochlin tmeim at all or not. So he has a suffix as maybe he had never become tamei in the first place, such a suffix would be ruled as being tar since he was never becheskes tumah. And so too, if he has a suffix whether he was metame something else or not, as he definitely ate ochlin that are tamei, but he has a suffix whether he touched a loaf of bread of truma or not, such a suffix is also ruled as being tar, as we have a suffix whether this loaf of bread of truma ever became tamei at all. We have a suffix whether he touched a kikush or truma or not. So since in this suffix, there is no cheskes tumah, we don't know for sure that the kikas or tumah became tamei or not, even according to Rabbi Yosef, that suffix would be ruled as being tar.